complicated tax assessment formula based on the price of corn was supposed to ease the tax burden for financially strapped farmers. It did. Statistics show the method saved Wisconsin farmers more than $1 billion in taxes over the last decade. But other taxpayers had to make up the difference. Rick Stottleman with the Wisconsin Towns Association says it was fair because farmland does not require as many government services compared to urban areas.
So the argument was to be made, at least from the farming community, that they were paying a disproportionate share, for example, the school tax. Even though kids that go to school live in homes and they're still paying on the value, there aren't kids that are coming out of cornfields.
But there were problems with the method of assessing farmland based on its agricultural use instead of its development potential. Because the formula relied on corn prices, when they plummeted, so did assessments. Some farmland values dropped to negative numbers. So state officials want to tweak the formula. Under the proposal, owners of farmland can expect assessment increases, but there will be a limit on how high they can rise in any one year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.